The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, DeAndre Hopkins. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and DB Sidhu.
Welcome to Texans Late Night. I'm Mark Vandermeer with DP Sidhu. We've got DeAndre Hopkins here tonight. We got a big show for you. Yeah, they're fired up tonight.
Usually a player comes on the show and then they have a big game, but this week we thought we'd change it up and let DeAndre have his big game and then have launch.
How do you know he's not going to have a bigger game this week?
He could have another big game.
Who knows? Playing Jacksonville tomorrow, you never know. Texans hoping to get on a late season roll here. Very important stuff. And we get into the X's and O's big time on Late Night. And by that, I mean we really don't. We actually have fun. We play games here. This is a lighter side of the Houston Texans, right?
Yes. And you know Jacksonville, every year Jacksonville plays in London. And some of the players really got into that spirit this week, particularly Mr. Arian Foster, who decided to do his media interviews in a very unique accent.
Believe if you want to continue success in this league, you must string together wins, and that is the goal.
How did your body respond to what you did last week, the groin and everything? How'd you come out of all that?
Came out well. All is good. I fully expect to participate in practice today.
And how about the game on Sunday?
That as well.
Mate?
That's Australia.
Yeah. I'm going for England here, bro.
Jolly good showing by Arian, I do say.
It was the worst British accent I think I've ever heard.
I didn't think it was that bad.
But his answers were so good because I could tell he was really trying to concentrate on his accent. So he just sounded so cordial and polite. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if he did it again, but I have a feeling it'll be something different next time. You had a chance to play this soundbite for Mr. Rick Smith. What did he think?
He really enjoyed it. And by enjoyed it, I thought he meant, like, let's get on with Jacksonville. Okay, let's get on to this because it was a busy week for the Texans in the community. As always, it's the holidays. Andre Johnson, greatest Texan of all time, had his greatest off-field tradition of all time this week, taking kids to Toys R Us, going shopping. It was awesome. Let's take a look at Andre out and about. And there he is with the receipts. That looks like my wife after an average trip to Nordstrom, actually. No, I'm just kidding. That's phenomenal to see Andre Johnson do that again for the kids.
Andre Claus, we like to call him this time of year. And that's such a great tradition. 80 seconds, the kids get to run through Toys R Us and get as many things as they want. He gives them a gaming system, so we get that out of the way.
But yeah, get that out of the way. It's important because
he's smart. He's figured it out.
Otherwise they'll go right to that, so you want to give it to them fast. And speaking of the season of giving, boy, Dwayne Brown was given a great gift. Dwayne Brown Day by the Houston City Council and Mayor Anise Parker. Great to see Dwayne getting honored this week. We had some fun with him about it during his show this week. But there's Dwayne Brown downtown getting honored and looking dapper, I might say. My goodness. Good stuff indeed. Well,
looking sharp, Dwayne Brown. You know, we didn't mention it, but J.J. Watt was mic'd up this week.
Yeah.
He had a lot to say. It was hilarious. But there is a time when J.J. is really quiet, and that's when he's in the offensive huddle. Take a look why.
I have no idea what they're saying in the huddle on offense. I swear to God, I have no clue what the play calls are or anything. I know my little gambit of plays. I know what I'm supposed to do on those, and so I kind of just get, whether it's fits or mouth, I just say, hey, which one is this? And he'll be like, this is the one where you do it. Oh, okay, sure, cool. But, I mean, their offensive play calls in this league are unbelievable. I mean, on defense, I feel like I'm getting the kiddie version of plays now after I've heard what the offensive play calls are like. So hats off to those guys.
You know, I don't quite believe him all the way. I know he doesn't know the whole offense, but he knows those play calls. Come on. It's not like he's Rudy. Like, what do I do? What do I do? He knows what he's doing.
He knows his part. He gets a little bit of direction. Ryan will tell him to, you know, motion out a little bit. And Alfred sort of lined him up on that last touchdown.
And he caught another touchdown pass his third of the year.
That's all he needs.
All right, coming up, we're going to have DeAndre Hopkins on the program. But first, what's in Garrett Graham's locker on Texans Late Night?
What's in your locker? Presented by Wingstop.
Hi, this is Garrett Graham, and welcome to my locker. Let's see here. Start on the left side. Got a couple hats. Snow hat. Your basic baseball hat here. Got my cleats. Studded and regular. Got plenty of gloves here. Thousands of gloves. Too many gloves. Jaybird doesn't like that when I store them in the back of my locker like this. You know, just your typical clothes here. Sweats. Let's see what we got up here. Got some soap. T-shirts. Travis Matthew shirt there. Golf shirt. MJ. Got some supplements in here. Nothing too crazy. A little protein. A little spark back here. If you're not feeling it one day, get some energy. Some Dial soap, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush. I've always been a Dial guy, but maybe I'll have to change sooner or later, yeah. Q-tips, everybody steals my Q-tips. Gotta keep those ears clean. Yeah, basically, that's really about it. I'm Garrett Graham, and thanks for taking a peek at my locker.